What are some practical helps to deepen a desire and love for prayer? Well, you know, what comes to my mind is when I did this more in the first, say, 10 or 15 years of my ministry here. Every time prayer week rolled around at Bethlehem, I would preach on prayer, which meant I had to study prayer, which meant leading up to it, I began to read a book about prayer. I've got lots of books in my library on prayer. And they were usually not very technical books. They were experiential books, often, on my life of prayer or my discipline of prayer or something. And I would get very inspired, especially biographical books, books like people like Hudson Taylor. When you read the life of this man's prayer life, you're really inspired. So my advice would be, what are some practical helps to deepen a desire and love for prayer? Would be, read the stories of great saints who have prayed well. Be inspired by them. And second, do what the Bible does, and that is pray into the Word, pray over the Word. It's very hard for anybody to spend an hour in prayer without the Bible as the basis of their prayer. The mind just wanders too much. It's so hard. And so prayer is keeping God in focus as we bring up our longings to Him and have Him create longings that are then offered back to Him. That doesn't happen unless you're there letting Him talk. And so we open our Bibles, we get on our knees, and we begin to read, turning what we read into prayer as we go. So I think those three things, read something inspiring, biography about prayer, cry out to God that He give you a spirit of prayer, and pray over the Word of God. Maybe one last thing. Be in a group of praying people. Be around people who pray better than you do. I'm in about 5 groups a week for 30 minutes of prayer. All they do is pray. They don't talk about the Bible, they just pray. And those are powerful times to me. They help me pray. I'm listening to prayer. Prayer is a community thing.